A majority of the internally displaced persons or IDPs are sheltering in St. Mary's Church compound and the Adesa Secondary School compound in Tumbura County. One of the IDPs, Margaret Degbeosa Nobi, says she and others at the compound lack food, health care, medicine and sanitation facilities. Nobi says the IDPs are living in a filthy environment and are pleading with aid agencies to help them.
Small kids will die from hunger. There is no service for us. When you try to go pick food, you just get problem of being slaughtered. When people are displaced, there is need for first aid to kids. We are likely to get cholera. Hunger can even kill people. We don't have any plastic sheeting to sleep under. Even the pit latrines are not there.
Mary Teresio Bapia is calling on aid agencies to provide health care and food. She says elderly people and those living with disabilities, including the blind and deaf, are particularly vulnerable.
Yes, there were latrines dug in the church premises, but the combination of many people now is too much and it looks bad. It can lead to serious attacks of diseases to kids. The most help we need is healthcare and food, because you will soon start to hear that we are dying in the church compound here due to hunger.
Daniel Usini, another IDP, says no aid agency has provided life-saving assistance since he and other villagers were displaced a month ago.
Since the beginning of the conflict, all the NGOs in Tumbura have never rendered support equally to us, the internally displaced persons, in a proper way. In case they wanted to help us, please channel it through our church. IDPs have been registered, but not correctly, according to the different places. People come in the names of their headmen.
Albert Dabira, the Acting Relief and Rehabilitation Commission Director for Tumbura County, says more than 6,000 people have been displaced in Tumbura County. Gatwet Peter Kulang, the Undersecretary in the National Ministry for Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management, says he is aware of the plight of the IDPs in Tumbura. He says his ministry is working with aid agencies like the World Food Program to support the displaced.
Yes, the support will be coming, no doubt. Only that, with the current time, our partners, WFP also, they already been there. All our networks, the humanitarian agencies already, they are there on the ground. It's confirmed that we all work for that incident now.
It is not clear how many people have died so far in intercommunal fighting in Tumbura County. For VOA News, I'm Seba Martin Murangi in Juba.